Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, a couple of news releases from your office this week. Was the news as hot as the weather?
Yeah, I think the releases were fantastic. They were kind of back-to-back, which is not the way we like to do it, but this is the way we received it, so this is the way we put it out. And our first release was June the 30th, June the 29th, and that was the release on the NMC 532 cathode precursor. And from recycled NMC cathode waste. Well, what that's telling you is that older chemistries out there, we can treat and turn them into the newer chemistries. Simple as that. And, we have a process that is goes directly from cathode to cathode, which includes now the morphology of the size of the particles. And this passes a lot of steps that have to be done from a miner or anybody else producing the cathode materials. It has to go to a chemical treatment, which is a cathode supplier, and all this stuff costs money. And, of course, the big markup goes to the cathode supplier. So we can actually set up on a site, do everything that a cathode supplier and any recycling that's out there and get these high, close to 100% purities and recoveries. And so it's a breakthrough as far as we're concerned. And it's, basically puts us as a pioneering company out there, as far as I can see, in the lead, although I do read other press releases that sound like they're pretty much copying what we're saying and saying they can do the same thing. But I can tell you it's not that simple. It's a lot of back-breaking work, R&D, and expensive work. And so in order to get to the actual end product, can be a very treacherous path and also a very expensive path for most of the miners, for sure. I mean, they're going to get the quoted price on the LME, and then they've got to pay for the treatment. And that's usually done in China, by the way. So, it's a vicious circle that China has set up. And, they've got everything coming to them. And what we can do is we can bypass all that. So that's a big feather in our cap. Now, the second release on the 30th was the allowance of the Japanese patent. And I have to say, Japanese are probably one of the more stringent countries to try and get a patent through, and for us to get this on the heels of the Korean patent, we're in battery manufacturing territory. So that's another excellent situation. I mean, you can read everybody else's releases. They talk about patent pending. They talk about having patents, although you can't find them. And, it's just a game of, trying to knock down the guys that are actually showing what they can do. And, that's us. I mean, we're very transparent. I get questions like, what does Cometco own in the patents? What do they do this? What do they do that? Cometco has hundreds of clients. We're not the only client that they have, and they've got lots in the mining business. They do a lot of work on solving problems for concentrators out in the mining, and you know, and they're doing that same work for us, but that doesn't mean that they own anything in the concentrator. They're a paid contractor, and we're lucky to have the A-team working on our project. It's, you know, it's, what can I say? You know, it's all arm's length. Everything's transparent, and yet people come back with a question of what does Cometco own? Well, I can imagine where those things evolve from. If you look at the market today, you'll see that they're trying to force us down, and on the back of two excellent press releases. And, you know, that's our predators. They're out there to make themselves money and to take it out of your pocket. Just remember that. That's all I'm going to say about them. They come up with, well, I'm going to say one more line. And that is if they hire guys out there to go on the boards and bash the company, and most of them don't have any background on what the company does. They just bash it. That's as simple as that. So I'm hoping that most of our investors have been following everything I've had to say about them. The downtick today, it's not closed yet, so I don't know exactly how we're going to close the market, but the downtick today is typical. The volumes are way up, you know, between two national holidays. You'd expect volumes to be low, and the prices have been knocked down. And, you know, that's an arbitrage between the U.S. and the Canadian markets. Very little change of ownership as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's my opinion, that a lot of this stuff has no change of ownership. If it does, it's only for 24 hours or 48 hours, and then it goes back to the original guy. And but usually they'll downtick it that way. And, you know, they've got a, they've got a setup where it automatically happens. And, you know, they can leave the board and get ready for the long weekend. And that's if you're U.S. We've had our holiday yesterday. And so it's, you know, it's all I can say, guys, is, you know, when you put out two excellent releases and you see the market going down, I don't have to paint a picture of predators for you. It's certainly not shareholders that wait till 11 o'clock in the morning to start knocking the stock down. These are, it's not investors, I should say. These are predators. And, you know, and it does tick me off. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, naked shorting since the 90s, and then getting rid of the uptick rule in Canada, you know, been. Well, actually, they proposed it in 2011, and the stock fell over a cliff. So then they finally imposed it in 2012, and it doesn't look like they're going to do anything about reinstating an uptick rule to protect investors. It's just not in the books, as far as I can see. So all I can say, guys, is, you know, this is... been a great week for us, you know, two bridges crossed. We have with the Japanese government and the results from taking older chemistries and turning them into new chemistries without any change in the cathode structure. So or there is a change in the cathode structure, I should say, but it's a positive change. It's changed from a older chemistry to a newer chemistry, and that we have capabilities of doing. So it's you know, basically, you know, it's been a holiday yesterday, so it's all I can talk about is the press releases and the stuff that's coming through. I get all kinds of, you know, basically all kinds of new technologies that are emerging here by the bundleful. Some of them I see are just rerun technologies that they've talked about 2 years ago. And, you know, they're just they're trying to catch the wave. And I don't blame them. I mean, what the heck? But the point is, if you want to have... do your due diligence, go to our site, can see that we've been transparent. Our ownership is 100%, and and we've got a fantastic team of geniuses at the A team at Cometco working on this project. So, what more can I say except for the U.S. investors, have a very good holiday, and we'll see you again on Tuesday.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
American Manganese is a critical metals company and a pioneer in the recovery of low-grade materials and manganese, a pioneer in the development of a recycling program that works. It's that really has put us on the map. And I think you're going to see greater things for us in the future. Now, we have a website out there where you can do your due diligence at AmericanManganeseInc.com. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB Exchange under the symbol AMYZF in the U.S. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. If you want to talk to anybody here in the office, you can phone 778-574-4444, or you can send me an email at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 2nd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.